This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C., and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God: God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders would equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. Hour number 3 of the Bob Tuscan Show. You know, bureaucrats are coming after the right to grow a garden in your front lawn. That's right. It's absolutely ridiculous. Listen to this piece from the Institute for Justice about another shocking case of bureaucracy coming after your right to choose what you do on your property.
Can government ban you from growing vegetables in your own front yard? City officials in Miami Shores, Florida have done just that. According to these bureaucrats, vegetables are inconsistent with the city's aesthetic character. But food isn't ugly. This is Tom and Hermine Carroll. They grew vegetables in their yard for 17 years, until 2013. That's when their onions, peppers, and lettuces offended city officials. The city forced the Carrolls to rip out their plants or pay $50 a day in fines. If it were fruit, flowers, or flamingos, it would have been just fine. But not vegetables. That makes no sense. But it's the law. Click to help the Carrolls save their vegetable garden.
All right, well, you can't click your radio. That doesn't exactly work. But, what's happening to the Carrolls is the same sort of thing that's happening around the country. Are you outraged by this? Is this a case of government gone wild? Bureaucracy butting into people's business? Of course, we can't forget the interview that we did with the Arlington family that was raided for weeds. That's right, I said weeds, not weed. That is a very compelling case that you ought to check out if you didn't hear my exclusive interview with that gentleman. Not only did code enforcement agents get involved, but they sent the SWAT team in. Guns drawn. And they terrorized this family. For what? Weeds, which in this case weren't actually weeds. They were edible wild plants cultivated in a natural permaculture-based style. If you can't grow a garden on your property, and we sit back and we allow the bureaucrats to dictate that and enforce our neighbors to comply with their insane rulings, then what's next? What else can't you do? It's a slippery slope. We ought to stand up, and we need to get involved in our communities and say, hey, no, I'm going to allow for this to happen. You bureaucrats can't tell me what I can or cannot do, especially growing vegetable gardens in your front yard, something I find to be a compelling and important initiative that everyone should be doing, regardless of whether or not it sticks it to the man. Have you had to deal with code enforcement bureaucracy? Have you had to deal with this sort of thing? 800-313-9443. I'd love to take your call. What's your take on this? 800-313-9443. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But first, I want to revisit the TPP. I got a video link up on Bob's Video Picks, today's Video Picks, on the right-hand side of my page about the TPP. I think it does a great job taking on this issue. And, well, we played it last night on the show. It's Tom Hartman, who's a bit of a liberal, I guess, in several regards. But he definitely hits the nail on the head in reference to TPP. And if you missed last night's show or you did not hear the full take on TPP, definitely go and check that out. Again, it's linked up to the website. This TPP stuff, folks, is NAFTA on crack. It's coming after us. It's coming after our First Amendment rights. It's coming after our right to eat good food, in a sense. And it's about time that our congressmen stand up. I called live on the show Ted Yoho, my local congressman, and I have not received any word back from him. However, we're not going to stop there. We're going to continue to hold these bureaucrats accountable. Whether or not I think they're actually going to do something about things doesn't really matter. We at least need to have the chutzpah, which is a Yiddish word, in case you don't know, for having, pardon my crudeness here, the balls to stand up. You have the chutzpah to stand up to bureaucrats? You have the chutzpah to hold them accountable? I know many of you listening right now do. And I applaud you. You rock. You're awesome. But not enough people in general are standing up. And that's why, a lot like Paul Revere, I come on this radio show Monday through Friday and I scream as loud as possibly, as loud as I possibly can. And I demand action. Because at the end of the day, folks, we can sit here and we could talk about the problems. I could tell you about the bureaucratic steps to come after your freedom and tell you about the false flag terrorism and tell you about this and that. But if we're not doing anything about it, then you're a part of the problem. You understand that? If you're not standing up, then you're a part of the problem. If you're silent, then you're a part of the problem. You don't have to do a radio show. You don't have to go on the street corner with signs. But you ought to have your voice heard in whatever capacity you feel comfortable with. Because if you don't stand up, what kind of a world are we going to leave behind for our children and our children's children? It's a good question, right? Are you of the selfish mindset that all that matters is for us here and now, and that we can leave a world behind for our children and our children's children, regardless if you have kids? That's messed up as it is today. And of course, it's a slippery slope, because if it's messed up today, and it sure as hell is, it is totally messed up. And if it continues going on this same track, we're bound for a gloomy and doomy and draconian world. So what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? What are you doing about it? I'd love to hear. 800-313-9443. Get out your crayon, write that number down. We will keep the phone lines open throughout this hour. I got some news I want to get to in my stack of stuff. And we'll do so alongside your phone calls for the next hour here on the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443.
Beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Our infrastructure is failing, and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
We'll be covering this in greater depth at the airport in Syracuse, New York, as it's called. You're not allowed to just leave the airport. You have to enter into a glass pod, wait for it to close behind you, then wait for an automated voice and a green light. That's just to leave the building and walk out of the terminal. While critics say it's the official arrival of the police state, the airport says They're in lieu of human security, eyeballing departing passengers, and they do not contain x-rays.
Interesting. Biometric body scan before you leave the airport, ladies and gentlemen. The most recent installment coming to an airport near you. Enough is enough. All right, we're going to take some calls here. I got to take a break. Jeez, I'm getting all verklempt and pissed off. 800-313-9443, and toll-free number to join us. We've got some lines open if you want to jump on board. 800-313-9443, and I'll get back into my news and views in just a moment, but we'll break for a call here and talk to Mike in Kentucky. Hey, Mike.
Hey. Can you imagine, you know, there's so many people I've talked to over the years that, you know, they basically have the attitude that, you know, all this is just God's will, or it's just there's nothing we can do. It's resistance is futile. It's, you know, inevitable, fate, blah, blah, blah.
Losers. You know, that pisses me off, that attitude, more than any other attitude.
Well, can you imagine, though, if it wasn't for this at least token resistance that we in the, I guess, Patriot movement have offered, where would they be? I mean, sure, they propped up Hitler and, you know, Wall Street financed him and, you know, set him up so we could knock him down. But imagine, though, if you know, fascism had continued and we just said, well, you know, where would we be?
It's a good question. I sometimes have a more cynical idea of what we're doing here and say, hey, have we really done very much? Have we really slowed things down very much?
Well, if resistance is futile, at least delaying the inevitable is worth something. Sometimes I think there is a divine intervention that can happen, or a natural event that can happen. And by resisting, you know, their progress in every way, and of course we're kind of I don't know if we'd say, I'd say guerrilla, engaged in some kind of guerrilla warfare, but that they're you know, they're big and we're small, and so they're kind of slow, and we can use their own tools against them when we need to. I think Facebook can be used against them to a certain extent. There's got to be some strategies and things like that deployed, but because this new media type stuff, you find you can be obfuscated and diminished and hidden, and all kinds of mechanisms that can be built into this new media to keep you from reaching certain people or interacting with certain people. Much like I think the media has been done on a large scale, like different projects like Mockingbird or well, COINTELPRO, that kind of thing, where they infiltrate these movements and manipulate them and set up situations where they can be discredited. So that sort of stuff I think can happen on a smaller scale on Facebook, and I have to wonder just how much of the resources get spent on doing this kind of stuff. And sometimes, you know, it's done on a voluntary basis by people that are dupes, you know, either inside or outside the official administrator structure there on things like Facebook. But I don't think a lot of people have the ability to think on that level, to realize that things are being able to be manipulated like that from behind the scenes. Some would, you know, seem like it's, or it sounds like it's, I don't know what you would say, too far-fetched to believe, but I've seen some pretty wild stuff in the last 3.5 years on Facebook. And
like what?
Well, like completely blocking search results for your profile, denial of people being able to see your add friend box or your send a message box or your poke box. It just gone from the top of your profile page, your notes tab completely disappearing or not being seen. You know, because I've written several notes on there, and then I've logged in from different locations, or I've had people tell me they can't find stuff when they look at my profile. And just today, I talked with someone in person, and then when I went to type in their name, I'm friends with them, and in their search results, they pop up and then disappear. I was going to tag them in a group that I was telling them about in person, face to face, in real life. When I go back to try to find their profile and tag them in a photo, even though I'm friends with them, and I tried to type in their name, they totally disappeared from the search results when I typed them in, and so I had to go to their business page and find where they had posted something and click on their name there. It was the only way for me to find them. And so it's just kind of those kind of shenanigans, which kind of might appear as a glitch to some folks. Just makes you wonder what kind of level of social engineering and algorithms or whatever that they're running to try to prevent certain people from interacting on Facebook.
I think you might be reading into it a bit, but I could be wrong.
No, it's happened too many times for it to be just glitches. I had a guy that sent me a screenshot. I had my suspicions before this guy sent me a screenshot of my own profile from his computer. He had joined one of my groups, and the only way he could message me was in that group, even though all of my settings were set to public. And I asked him, I said, well, how come you can't, poke me or send a message or anything? So he sent me that in an email. He had no way to send it to me other than an attachment as an email. Well, I went back to the group that he's a member in. I posted his own picture on that group that he was a member in. He tried to like the picture, and Facebook pops up and says, you're not permitted to do that. And it was his own picture that he had emailed me. So, I mean, just layer upon layer of those kind of things that's happened over the last 3.5 years that leads me to believe that there are indexes or settings that are layered, you know, behind the scenes that they can do to obfuscate your efforts on there. Popeye Federal Jack has written some stuff on this, and he experienced some of the same sort of things. At one point he had a page that had 16,000 subscribers or likes on it, I think, and he suspected it, and then when they launched Promote, where you have to pay to promote your posts, it revealed that, even though you've got 15,000 people that like your page, unless you pay to promote that, you're only going to reach 10% of them, maybe 10%. Maybe 1,500 out of 15,000.
Yeah, I mean, I knew that was the case. That's part of their ploy to market their platform and make more money with it, ultimately.
Yep. But what you had said...
All right, we got to take a quick break. Thanks for the call.
Just a show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Oh, let's see here. We've got the phone lines open still if you want to join us, 800-313-9443. You know who Brittany Murphy is? Brittany Murphy is an actress, pop culture figure, and she was in the movie Clueless. Anyways, Brittany Murphy's father has claimed, according to the Daily Mail, that the actress was poisoned to death after her celebrity backing to a whistleblower fighting the government. Her father, 87 years old, Angelo Bertolotti, alleges that at the time of her death, his daughter was under surveillance from a shadowy government operators who wiretapped her phone and terrorized her after she spoke out in support of the Department of Homeland Security whistleblower, Julia Davis. You may have heard Julia Davis's story before. Not had her on a guest on this show yet, but she's been on a number of different shows that my colleagues have done. Interesting. How old was she when she died? What's that, Mr. Producer? Well, I didn't think you would know. She was 32. So she was a little bit older than the, the Club of 27, where all these stars start to die off? Let's see, when did Jim Morrison die? He was how old? Jim Morrison was... 71 to 43. Do the math in my head here. He was... 28. Or maybe 27. Yeah, it's the Club of 27. So she was a little bit older than dying off then. And from what I understand, that's when they start to go against their programmers. But who knows? So yeah, Brittany Murphy's dad says she was poisoned. And it was because she was coming out using her celebrity to back a whistleblower from within the Department of Homeland Security. A secret U.S. court approved wider NSA spying even after finding excess. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. A secret U.S. intelligence court let the National Security Agency collect an expanded amount of data about Americans' emails even after finding that the agency systematically exceeded the limits of a smaller program, according to newly released documents. The judge on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court recounted a litany of problems with the first smaller program, including the NSA collection more categories of information than had been approved by the court and sharing data more widely within the electronic eavesdropping than had been authorized, of course. At issue are emails among U.S. citizens that the NSA scooped up in its pursuit of, quote, foreign intelligence. Though historically focused overseas, the agency intensified its domestic operations after September 11th, of course, in hopes of finding people in the country working supposedly with the terrorists or spies. I wonder if they listened to Larry Silverstein's calls, Donald Rumsfeld's calls, Dick Cheney's calls, and all the other people involved. No, they wanted to find American citizens working with the terrorist. The programs let the NSA search for Americans who had electronic contact with people who are in turn linked to people hostile to the United States. At times, however, analysts queried the database with names that had not been found to be terrorists or foreign agents, according to the judge. How about those apples? How about them apples? Hey, keep your eyes on this story, folks. Three Saudi warships have arrived in Egypt for a joint exercise. They're in the Red Sea. They're going to be taking part in unofficial joint military exercises. The training will last 10 days. The following quote is from J-Post. They say, quote, Egypt's moves to improve relations with Russia and Saudi Arabia are seen as a way to counter U.S. pressure and the recent partial aid freeze. The freeze was implemented as a result of the military coup and crackdown on former President Mohamed Morsi and his supporters, supposedly. Keep your eyes on that. That could get hot. I don't want to make any predictions. I don't want to read into it any more than we ought to, but definitely take a look at that. Here's an interesting story for you. And we'll get back into geopolitics in just a moment. But I thought this was neat. Cheating students are more likely to want a job with the government. It's what anti-establishment campaigners have long suspected. The government is a magnet for corruption. In fact, cheating students are more likely to want a job in public service, according to researchers from Harvard University and the University of Pennsylvania. The study, published by the National Bureau of Economic Research, set 662 students a number of tasks which were predictive of corrupt behavior by real government workers. The students who wanted to enter public service were also less likely to demonstrate pro-social behavior or voluntary behavior intended to benefit other people or society as a whole. The study consisted of three tests. Check this out. Here's the three tests. Students in Bangalore, India, were asked to roll a dice 42 times and report what number they got. The higher numbers they reported, the more they would get paid. Okay, you following? So here's what happened. The researchers discovered that cheating was rampant. More than a third reported numbers that were abnormally high. When measured against career preferences, students who cheated on the dice game were 6.3% more likely to want a government job. The same test was given to government nurses, and while cheating was not as rampant, only 9.1% scored the abnormally higher results. Amongst those who were thought to have cheated, fraudulent members of people wanting to join the government were to be deeply noted, according to this study. Overall, we find that dishonest individuals are measured by the dice task, prefer to enter government services, wrote Hana co-author Xingyi Wang. What a name that is, Xingyi Wang, an assistant professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Xingyi Wang goes on to say, quote, "Importantly, we show that cheating on this task is also predictive of fraudulent behavior by real government officials." Well, I don't need their study to tell you that. This is stuff we already knew, eh? No surprise there. None whatsoever. But there you go. How about them apples? I keep saying that. How about them apples? I don't think I've ever said that on the show until tonight. How about them apples? Excuse me while I take a sip here of my magnesium drink. I love this magnesium. At the end of the night, you don't need to drink a glass of wine. Have a glass of magnesium. It's good stuff. It's good for your health, too. All right. Final segment, if you can believe it, coming up on just the other side of this quick break. Stand by.
The Bob Justin Show.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you,
If you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Okay, let's close tonight's show with this piece from Stephen Molyneux, where he takes a look at the future of Bitcoin. Bust, bubble, or breakthrough? That's the question he asks in True News with Stephen Molyneux.
Hi, everybody. Stephen Molyneux from Freedom Main Radio. I hope you're doing well. Some updates on Bitcoin, which for those who've been following has been quite exciting. It has been cruising between $700 to $800. Today around the world. About 7 weeks ago, I put out a video called The Truth About Bitcoin, where I said it was a fantastic thing. I was going to stay in it. And then it was trading at $137. So I hope that you decided to buy some. And I hope that if you made some money, you might spread a little bit of love back to the FDR mothership. But a few considerations and thoughts that I think are important. The Senate in the United States gave the stamp of approval to Bitcoin and have talked about it as a perfectly legitimate commodity and currency. And that's, of course, good news. There was a lot of run-up investment in anticipation of positive news out of Washington, which is really quite important. Ben Bernanke says they have no plans to track or regulate Bitcoin. Now, is this out of the goodness of their hearts or because they're interested in the furtherance of the economy? I guess I would say no, not so much. What that means is that the politicians have bought Bitcoins. That's all you need to know. And politicians know that if the cold, dead crypt keeper hand of the state goes anywhere near the currency, there's going to be trouble. So I think you can understand that politicians who can see inside the Fed and the grisly dismembering of the modern economy that is occurring through quantitative easing and other forms of inflation, they know what's going on a lot better than you and I do. And I bet you they're deep, deep into Bitcoin. Now, of course, China has been doing a lot of investment in Bitcoin. Chinese exchanges have sprung up. And the Chinese are savers, and they are investing in it, and they view it as just another commodity, you know, oil or gold or whatever. So they're investing quite considerably, and there have been short instructional videos on Bitcoin that have been played on Chinese television. Why is that important? Well, that is important because Chinese television is run by the state, which means that the state wants to educate people about Bitcoins, wants to educate the billion-plus Chinese about Bitcoins. Why does the Chinese government want to educate people about Bitcoins? Because they are the largest, one of the largest holders of U.S. treasuries, and I imagine that they smell the toilet paper wind coming along to scoop up those treasuries and return them to the value which they contain, which is paper and ink. So my guess would be that the Chinese government is interested in Bitcoin as an alternative. Gold is always problematic because gold, so much gold is owned by governments. And as governments start to run out of money, governments will start to dump gold on the market to pay for another day's bills. And therefore, that's going to, of course, depress the price of gold. So gold has been heavily socialized by governments around the world. This is a big problem for investors who imagine that inflation is going to raise the price of gold. And certainly does in the long run, I would imagine. But in the short run, it will almost certainly be dumped by governments and depress the price. Bitcoin is, of course, out of the reach of that. Now, another way to look at it that I think is important is if you take the 7 billion people in the world and you divide the amount of gold that is above ground, you end up with a value of about $1,000 per person. There's about $1,000 per person of gold on the planet, and Bitcoin, now that it's marketed out, or its market cap is at about $7 billion, is $1 per person. So it is 1/1000th the value of gold at the moment. Will this change? Yes, I argue that it will, and onwards and upwards. So I just wanted to give you a quick update and let you know what's going on. Of course, I'm happy to take Bitcoins in donations, but I'm hanging on to mine like grim death, and I do believe that it is going to be something very powerful.
Yeah, that's the new thing. If you want to donate Bitcoins, you can. I'm not set up to get Bitcoin donations. Geez, one Bitcoin, $600, that's a hefty donation. I don't think many people have that kind of money. Hey, until then, I could use some help financially. Things have been real tight here. And if you support the work we're doing with the Bob Tuscan Show, making improvements, I'm trying to offer a service here, and I hope you see value in that. We don't get any money from any sponsors. But if you want a sponsor and you want to simply just donate, you can contact me at thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com, or you can go to the website. There's a real easy way to donate. You just go to bobtuscan.com. It's BobTuscan.com, BobTuscan.com. And on the right-hand side of our flashy, beautiful new website look, there's a green tab that says Donate to the Tuscan Family. And you can submit some Federal Reserve notes there to help us out with this show. And I would really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. I haven't gotten any donations in well over a month. And not that I'm complaining, but they help out a lot. I don't do this show for the sake of donations, but again, they could really help us here in the Bob Tuscan household. And, well, it's the holiday season, so things are extra tight. And it's not just for me. The economy, people are hearing now more and more that the economy is as tight as can be. There's a number of stories that we'll be getting into in this coming week about the market, and not the stock market, but the everyday guy on Main Street, as they say, and what's happening with their money. And unemployment numbers, of course, are through the roof. There was that story that I heard of the unemployment number forged that came out shortly before the election. They're now saying that they completely fabricated those numbers. No surprise there. The unemployment numbers in general are usually fabricated. They tell us the unemployment rate is 6%. Might as well double that, if not triple it. Because after people stop filing for unemployment, they're no longer counted in that statistic. That doesn't mean that they're not still unemployed, however. So those numbers are always very misleading, always. So you ought to think twice before you assume the economy's getting better and the economy's getting worse. And things like Obama's very esoteric care and whatnot, they don't help, but ultimately they're just a symptom. They're just a symptom. Really, at the end of the day, the Federal Reserve's fractional reserve banking, the certain families usurping the people, are the root of the problem. They are the root of the problem. And all these symptoms, Barry Sotero care, and this piece of corruption in the stock market, or that piece of corruption in the banking world, well, again, they are just a symptom. So, please, folks, if we want to get rid of this cancer, we're going to have to get to the root of it and get rid of it. Otherwise, it's going to continue to spread. And we'll see more and more symptoms. That's an analogy for what's going on in my eyes. So with that being said, I want to close tonight's show. I want to thank everybody listening for listening. We'll be back at it tomorrow night. Steve Starsrule will be riding shotgun with us, as he does every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Definitely go to the website and check out the new look we have. There's video pics posted daily on the right-hand side of the page. Today's video pics. It's really cool. All you got to do is click, hover over it, and it will give you the date it was posted and the headline. Then it'll take you to an article where you can watch those videos. And we're posting news as well on the site. Lots of great stuff there. Definitely want to plug my website and make sure you visit it daily. BobTuscan.com. We'll be back doing this show tomorrow night, same time, same place. Until then, folks, love you guys. Take care.
Those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads out of town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial